Thank you once again, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to Podzilla 1985. My name is Shannon Young. I'll be your host tonight, as always. And with me from Blogzilla 1985, once again, for the first time since our Robotech show we did together, Lindsay Wolfgang. Lindsay, thank you for being here once again.
Thank you for having me, even though I live with you.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is a show I couldn't not do because you wouldn't let me not do it. You've been bugging me about it since I started Podzilla 1985. So why don't you go ahead and tell the audience today what we're going to be talking about.
We are going to talk about Sailor Moon.
Which is a subject that a lot of people are probably shaking their heads right now and going, why? Why are they talking about Sailor
Moon? It's awesome.
It is awesome. And it has a big influence on my life, and I know it has a big influence on your life. In fact, it's probably the biggest reason you and I are together today.
Most definitely. I mean, it started us talking together to begin with.
I was going to say, do you remember the story of how we originally started talking?
I think it was a mutual friend that was into Sailor Moon that introduced us.
Nope.
No. It's been a long time, okay?
So, for the audience out there listening, Lindsay has no idea how she and I first spoke. So, for any of you women interested,
aww.
God knows there's none of you out there.
So mean.
No, it was years ago, probably about 10 years ago now.
More than that.
Maybe a little bit more. When we were using ICQ. If anyone out there remembers ICQ, which I think most of our audience is probably too young to remember ICQ. But it was a chat messenger system, much like MSN. Well, nobody uses MSN anymore either. What do kids use nowadays? Facebook?
Probably.
Snapchat? Whatever.
Stuff.
You get what I'm saying. It's a messenger system. But I was first getting into anime probably 2000, well, no earlier than that.
It was
94, 95, 96.
We started talking back in like 99, 2000.
It was a little earlier than that, maybe 97, 98, because I remember a couple of things that were important to me at that time, and you were one of them for sure. But I was just getting into anime. I had just started watching Sailor Moon because I had to get up early to go to school for my driver's ed. I was actually homeschooled, but I had to go to school for driver's ed, and in the morning before I went to Meridian for driver's ed, I would watch Sailor Moon, Pokemon, and Dragon Ball, and I got into it. So I started looking up other people that were interested in Sailor Moon on ICQ with their search feature, and that's where I met you. Do you remember me meeting you?
I still thought it was a mutual friend of ours that...
How could we possibly have a mutual friend?
One of those online things. Someone else that was into Sailor Moon that I spoke to and you spoke to, and
name,
like, hey, you should talk to this person.
Name one mutual friend that you and I have had in those days, other than Haley and Ariel.
I don't remember much past the past 10 years.
That's terrible. Well, the point is that we met through the internet. That's right. We're an internet couple. So fuck you, clausality. We met through the internet because of Sailor Moon and fell in love eventually, but we were both in love with Sailor Moon more. And I think you had been watching Sailor Moon far longer than I had.
I started watching it the summer of 97, which is why I still think it wasn't until 99 or so that we started talking.
Sounds about right. What got you into Sailor Moon? What's your excuse? For me, it was just on when I was up, so I needed something to watch, and it was there. What about you?
I actually have to thank my little brother, because it was one of those summers where I didn't have to be up, but he was the kid that was up at the crack of dawn, running around, ready to go do stuff. So it was a summer day at like 8 in the morning, when I could have still been sleeping, but I was awake, and there was nothing on TV that I wanted to watch, so I was just flipping through channels. And I come to USA Network, and I see this blue-haired girl in a miniskirt standing on top of a red sports car, basically telling this guy standing in front of it off. And I'm like, what on earth is this? So I sit there through the commercial break to see what's going on, finish watching the rest of the episode, learn from the end credits that it's called Sailor Moon, and I ended up watching it every day after that.
You know, what's odd about that, and I don't think you've ever told me the first episode you saw. I'm pretty sure that was the first episode I saw as well.
The animation episode?
Yeah, where Nephrite uh-huh. and the red car, and I remember that specifically because I remember he, like, sweep kicks her and she falls onto
yep.
the hood. Now, that was your first...
That was my first...
That was your introduction.
Yes, that was my initial thing with Sailor Moon. It hooked me enough. I watched the rest of the episode. I wanted to know what was happening the next day, so I got up at 8 a.m. again and watched it and continued to for the rest of the summer.
And what channel were you watching that on?
USA Network was where I was introduced to it.
That was before me.
It was
me.
Part of their like Power Play morning with like Sonic the Hedgehog and Street Sharks and Mighty Max.
I watched mine through KTLA originally out of Los Angeles back when we had that giant satellite dish that, you know, used to be in style before the DirecTVs. I remember being so obsessed with Sailor Moon. I've told this story to a couple people that whenever winter came and our satellite dish froze because it got encased in ice and it wouldn't move, I actually went outside and manually pushed the satellite into the right galaxy. That's right. If you guys remember galaxies, I pushed it in the right galaxy just so I could keep watching. That's how obsessed I was. But that wasn't my first introduction to Sailor Moon on KTLA. My first introduction to the series itself was back when I had first discovered ROMs, and I was looking for a Super Nintendo ROM for the Super Mario RPG, and I found one called SMRPG, and I thought that's what it was. Imagine my surprise when I downloaded it, and it was actually the Sailor Moon Another Story game in Japanese. I had no idea what was going on. I thought it looked stupid, and I never played it. Now, little did I know, years later, I would play it obsessively until I beat it. Which I think you beat it too, didn't you?
Not until you got me a copy that was translated. I didn't actually get to beat the Japanese version when I had it.
Wait, so you actually played through the Japanese version?
I played through it almost to the end. I didn't actually beat it. And then you had gotten me the translated version when I actually got to go through and complete the game.
It was a good game. I wish it had come out in America. I think it would have changed a lot of people's minds about Sailor Moon because it was a very...
And it was so good.
And it was
intelligent. And I'm not a video game person.
No, you're not. That's why you haven't been invited on Pen and Nerd.
I know.
Now, for those of you out there who don't know what Sailor Moon is or what it's about, and I'm sure it's not many of you because anyone that's listening to this podcast probably has a general idea of what the series is. Otherwise, you probably wouldn't be listening to this. But for those uninitiated, Lindsay, tell us about Sailor Moon.
Sailor Moon is the story of a group of young teenage girls that are actually reincarnations of past lives that are fighting evil. That makes no sense. You shouldn't have me do this. You should do this.
All right. Well, no, you had it right.
It's complicated.
It's the story of Usagi Tsukino, or Serena, depending on which version you're watching, who finds out as a teenager that she's the reincarnation of Princess Serenity, who died, I remember in the American version.
Ago.
Yeah. Yeah. 1,000 years ago in, on the moon from the Moon Kingdom, because they had their own kingdom up there. And it's basically a story. It's kind of like Buffy the Vampire Slayer. It's a story of how this young girl comes to terms with who she is, who she was, and who she's going to be. And I think that's part of the draw for me of why I liked it more than, say, Dragon Ball. I mean, I never really got into Dragon Ball because I liked the storytelling on Sailor Moon more. I thought it was a little bit more intelligent, a little bit funnier. Like, I thought the writing was better. That's what drew me into the show originally, was the writing. It's not like most anime that I had watched at the time where it wasn't full-on, you know, crazy action, stuff exploding, terrible dialogue, and giant heaving breasts everywhere. This one actually had some heart and soul to it, and I still appreciate that. It's still the one anime that sticks with me even now that I can say was probably the best I'd ever seen.
It really made you like the characters as you got to know them.
Which is part of the reason we have a problem with Sailor Moon Crystal, but we'll get to that a little bit later. You know, I know you wanted to riff on that a little bit.
I'll behave for now, I promise.
I don't know if I can trust you.
I'll behave.
I remember how angry you got just watching the Gem trailer.
That's different. That is completely different. Do not compare Crystal to Gem. Just don't. That's mean to Crystal.
Yeah, well. The original Sailor Moon series went 200 episodes, I believe.
Yes, plus three movies and two in-between specials on TV, I think.
Was it two or was it three?
I think it was only two, because there was one between R and S, and then one between S and Super S.
Okay.
I think.
And of the 200 episodes and specials, only the original series through Super S has been dubbed?
As of now, yes.
Well, I think at this point, if STARS hasn't been dubbed yet, it never will
be. Well, STARS is on the list to be dubbed. I don't think they're there yet.
Oh, with the new dub.
Yes, with the new dub.
Yeah, that's one of the interesting things about Sailor Moon is that it has an original dub that came out in, I think the series started in 95 in America.
Yes.
And went on to, let's give a little bit of history here. Because for everyone that's, you know, that thinks Sailor Moon is just another anime, Sailor Moon is one of the big animes that introduced anime to America and made it popular.
Post-80s anime, at least.
Well, I think Sailor Moon was... I mean, what would you say 80s anime? Voltron.
Like your early stuff, Voltron, Macross.
But Voltron and Macross never got the attention that Sailor Moon did.
No, it was the 90s anime that really brought the anime revolution to the United States.
Yeah, I remember Sailor Moon was on Dateline. It was on, it had its own special on Fox, I think.
I don't remember that. I wish I could have seen that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I saw it years later, you know, looking back. But Sailor Moon was one of those animes that, you know, whether or not you think it holds up now, it was part of the reason all of you anime fanboys and fangirls out there are drooling over Dead Man Wonderland and whatever the hell, Gurren Lagann, whatever the hell kids watch these days. It's part of the reason you can even watch that. Sailor Moon, along with Pokemon and Dragon Ball.
Digimon.
Well,
I like Digimon.
Well, then you're excited because they're bringing out a new series or
movie series. That's
for
another time.
I was never a Digimon fan. Never a fan of it. But Sailor Moon was definitely iconic. It was so iconic, in fact, that I know you never watched Buffy the Vampire Slayer, but I think Joss Whedon took a lot of inspiration for the character Dawn from Sailor Moon because it's a character that is introduced as her sister, as Buffy's sister. No one knows who she is, or everyone remembers her, but you know it's because she tricks them into remembering her. It's all an illusion, kind of like Chibiusa in the R season, where she comes into the family and everybody remembers her, and it's kind of weird.
She gives them the false memories.
Right, right. So Sailor Moon's been very, very inspirational and iconic to a lot of people. The Bare Naked Ladies have a song that's got Sailor Moon in it?
She's mentioned in it. I do recall there's an opening to The Simpsons where Lisa is dressed up like her, or darn close to it.
And then there's the episode of Futurama where there's a Sailor Moon cosplayer at one of the conventions.
Yeah.
So I think Matt Groening is also a big Sailor Moon fan, or at least knows of it and enjoys it. I remember a Batman comic having the Martian Manhunter in disguise as
Reihino.
Yeah, a Japanese woman named Reihino, which of course is Sailor Mars. Ironically, Sailor Mars, Martian Manhunter. If Dylan's listening, he'll get a kick out of that, but he's not, so it doesn't really matter.
There used to be a whole website just dedicated to Sailor Moon sightings and different stuff.
Are you talking about the Save Our Sailors site?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I had that bookmarked, and I would go there every day to find out new news. And for the longest time, there was no news because they dubbed the anime in 95.
Started doing the rest of the episodes in like 2000, 2001.
Yeah, that was
S and Super S.
After a huge hiatus because they took it off. They lost the rights to it. I remember KTLA stopped showing it, and I got really pissed. I actually wrote to the KTLA station and asked, you know, how can I watch more Sailor Moon? Because I wasn't finished with the series yet. I was, I think, halfway through R.
Well, R cut off at a weird spot anyways because it was part of that not here. Because when they originally licensed it, they stuck with the old 65 episodes bit.
Well, I believe R was done when I watched it. Because the second dubbing was only S and Super S.
Well, they had the last few episodes of R that Cartoon Network posed as the lost episodes. They had different voice actresses for several of them, so I still think it got put in with those other ones, but I don't know for a fact.
I say, because R is when I started watching it again, Cartoon Network's when I started watching it again, because the guy from KTLA actually emailed me back and said, if you want to keep watching it, watch it on Cartoon Network, because it's on there now. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, for me, it blended completely from USA into Cartoon Network, because I remember seeing the commercials on Cartoon Network while it was finishing up airing on USA. Basically, once I started school that fall, it switched over to Cartoon Network. And that's when I started programming the VCR every single day and basically recording all of Toonami, because by the time I got off the bus, it was already 15 minutes into Sailor Moon.
I also recorded every single episode of Sailor Moon. Do we still have those tapes?
Somewhere.
And we had a stack of VHSs, and every Christmas, for 2 weeks before Christmas, I think, I would just sit down in my room, just lay on the floor with like a bottle of Pepsi and popcorn, and I would watch every episode of Sailor Moon every year before Christmas. I was obsessed with it. And if you guys could see our apartment, you would realize how obsessed she is with it, because it's wall-to-wall stuff anyway. I've had one person, Zach Price from the show, say it's kind of like a museum. But there's an entire wall with just Sailor Moon stuff on it. And we're talking dolls, figures, movies, a little bit of everything. How
manga,
much would you
books,
say...
paper dolls.
How much would you say you have spent on Sailor Moon in a lifetime?
Probably enough for a decent car.
And how good is our car?
it's not bad, but it's not expensive.
So we could sell all of the stuff and get a better car.
Well, the old stuff that came out in the like 90s, yeah.
Which is why they're redubbing it now. Yeah, and like I was saying earlier, they had an original series that came out in 95 that was dubbed, that went all the way through the Super S season over the span of, what, 10 to 15 years? Because like you said, they started and then they stopped and then they picked it up way later.
It originally aired in 95, so you figure they probably did their dubbing 94, 95, and then you had the hiatus in between there, and I'm pretty sure they did the rest of the dubbing during 2000, 2001. So, I mean, you had a good 5-6 year span in between, and then nothing.
And then they came out with S and Super S, which was...
Well, S and Super S is what they dubbed in 2000, 2001.
And it was completely different from the original series, because where the original series kind of had this Valley Girl feel to it.
They went ghetto.
Oh my God. It was so
painful. I still can't listen to it.
I've never been embarrassed to watch Sailor Moon. I've never hid that I love it, because a lot of people see me. I'm a big guy. I'm a strong guy. Long hair, rock and roll, whatever you want to say. And I have this affinity for, you know, this magical girl anime, this Bishoujo anime. So I've never been ashamed of it, and I've never hidden the fact, but when I listened to the S and Super S dialogue, including some dialogue, there was a scene where Andrew's sister, I don't remember her name.
Lizzie is her dub name.
English name. Lizzie gets off a motorcycle and sees Serena, who is Sailor Moon, and her first words to her, "What's up, dog?"
It hurts so much.
I miss the Valley Girl. I miss the Valley Girl lingo because it's so much better.
It fits them so much better.
I can buy these girls as vapid teenage girls more than I can buy them as thugs.
Usagi say the bomb. It's like, no. And Moon Mama. Oh my God. I hated that.
I think Moon Mama's probably. Wait, Moon Mama, though, that was from the R movie.
Yes, but the movies were dubbed at the same time as S and Super S.
Well, they got away with it. Came out better than S and Super S, that's for sure.
I could argue that.
I remember Mercury or Amy telling Serena that she was tripping once.
Yeah, I remember that.
Just doesn't fit. And then the voice actress they got to replace Terry Hawks, Linda Ballantine, I think her name was. I didn't hate her as much as everybody else, but when she spoke normally, she sounded good. And when she played Neo Queen Serenity, she sounded good. But when she was Sailor Moon, she had this yodel to her voice that was so distracting.
It's like she was trying too hard to sound young.
Yeah, again, I've never been ashamed to watch it, but there are definitely parts that make me cringe.
Yeah, I'm sorry, S and Super S, I watch subtitled.
I didn't have that luxury. Although, I'm going to share a personal story here. When I was first getting into Sailor Moon, especially the musicals, because yes, they made musicals too, and they're fucking awesome. I had a friend, an internet friend, who lived somewhere in the United States. I don't remember anymore, but he subtitled these things and sold them online, because back in those days, this is before YouTube, this is before you could find these videos.
Was it VKL?
No, this was just an independent guy.
Okay.
But this is before they had file sharing programs. I mean, this was the blossoming of the internet. This guy was gay, and I pretended to be gay so I could get free subtitled Sailor Moon from him.
That's horrible.
I know, and God knows I've done terrible things, but I pretended to be gay. I never hit on him, but I just let him think that he had a chance just so he would send me free stuff and I could watch it. So there's a story to share with the kids someday. Now, did you know about the musicals? And speaking of the musicals, did you know about the musicals before we met?
No, I did not. You introduced me to those.
I introduced you to a lot of things.
I'd heard a couple of the songs, but I didn't know that they were from the musicals.
Yeah, because the one of the best part about the musicals is the music is fantastic.
Yes.
Which it better be for a musical.
Indeed.
Also another personal story. So Bob, our roommate, former roommate and current roommate again, was never a big fan of Sailor Moon. I tried so hard to get him to watch it with me, but he never wanted to. So one day I finally convinced him, hey, there's this live-action Sailor Moon. You know, how about we watch it? So, and this is when we were younger. He said, sure. So I brought it over to his house, and it was a musical. We get into it, and the first time a song comes on, he kind of looks at me and says, is this a fucking musical? It's very hard to get people into Sailor Moon because they have this, I don't know, like a wall built up that they don't want to let any magical girls in.
I guess that was the plus side of being a girl and having female friends. Oh, yeah. I got them all hooked real fast.
No, it was rough being a Sailor Moon fan as a boy. I mean, I got, back in the day, I used to get pissed off because I get teased about it. I was called fag more than once. I never really cared. I still don't care. But I got a little angry about it. I imagine as a girl growing up with Sailor Moon, it was probably a lot easier.
Most definitely. I think my best part was we got an entire Girl Scout troop hooked on it. That was awesome.
And you've cosplayed Sailor Moon many, many times.
Yes.
And you just generally, even now, what, 20 years later?
I can still honestly say Sailor Moon is my favorite anime.
Well, have you seen anime lately?
Yeah, I've found a few titles I like, but it is becoming harder to find them. I will say that.
The genre is just getting, I don't know. I don't know whether it's, anime's not cool anymore. It's so cool, it's not cool. It's so cool, it's lame. Everybody loves anime now. When we were watching anime, I don't want to be a hipster here, but we were watching anime, it was new. You know, not many people knew about it, not many people were watching it. It wasn't nearly as big as it was today. If you wanted anime back then, you had to watch the Action Channel.
Yeah.
We've talked about the Action.
Or you had to go to FYE, buy a VHS tape that had two episodes on it, and still pay like $20 for it.
I did buy a anime VHS at FYE once, but it was La Blue Girl, and it was for Chad. Because he was too embarrassed to buy it himself.
Oh, I bought all of Magic Knight's Rare Earth from there. I was buying Utena for a while. Like, yeah, I had all the different 90s anime.
Now, they do have a new dub for Sailor Moon out. We have the first part of it. We've barely watched it. Now that we've talked about our love for Sailor Moon and kind of gone over a couple things, let's get to the meat and the potatoes of this. Before we talk about Crystal, the new dub, you hate it.
I hate it. Why do you hate it? I don't like it. I don't like Usagi's voice. I don't like Luna's voice. I can't listen to them.
Now let me jump in here. Now, if you've never seen Sailor Moon, especially the original dub, Luna, who is in one of the movies a young girl, but in everything else she's just the, what would you call it?
She's familiar. She's their advisor. She gives them advice, tells them what they need to do as Sailor Senshi.
Now, she had an old British woman's voice.
Which is cheesy as all get out, I know. So but you're telling me, I miss that Luna.
You're telling me you prefer the female Alfred for Sailor Moon versus a girl that sounds like a young lady, which is what Luna was supposed to be to begin with.
I will say the new version sounds more like how she was in the Japanese, but I don't like it. It does not click in my head as Luna.
But to be fair, you've only watched a couple episodes, if that.
I know, and I'll admit to that, but honestly, Usagi bothers me more than her, because she sounds like Hikaru from Magic Knight's Rare Earth.
Is it Hikaru from Magic Knight's Rare Earth?
That's what I said. She sounds like that character.
Well, that's what I'm
and
saying.
And I don't like that character's voice either.
But is it the same actress?
No, it's not.
Okay, so it just sounds similar.
But the biggest thing that irritates me on this new dub, to me, it sounds like they're basically trying to imitate 90s dubs. I mean, I've heard dubbing of newer series that they do much, much better than what they're doing now. And it just, I don't know. I can't get into the technical aspects of it, but it sounds like they're basically trying to imitate the old version. Like, they're talking way too quickly, or they're adding more stuff in that they don't need to.
And that was one of the biggest problems with the old dub, was that they did not believe in having silence.
Yeah, not at all.
Yeah, if there was ever a moment where something serious was happening,
Someone made a noise, or
they whimpered or something, and it really took me out of it. They also used their own original music cues in the original dub, and in the new one, they've actually used the Japanese music.
See, that I don't mind, that they still have that in there. And I realize they're doing it uncut, so we've got the episodes that never did get dubbed, which is cool. But I don't like their voices. I'm sorry.
I also am not a huge fan of it. I feel like the older anime dub, even though it was goofier and, I don't know the right words to put it, cheesy, corny, however you would say it.
Yeah, that works.
I feel like it had more heart. I feel like it had more of a soul than this. This, it just feels like they're reading lines off of a paper, and I don't feel like they care about the characters.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't get the same connections. I honestly wanted to give it a fair shot, but I can't. I'm sorry.
Well, I want to give it a fair shot because we paid for it.
I'll see what happens when the seasons that I don't like the old dub of come around.
And Stars.
Yes, we'll and Stars. I really want to see Stars dubbed.
Now, for those of you that don't know, Stars was the fifth season of Sailor Moon that never made it to America. A little weirdness in that, where the female characters, the Starlights, would turn into male pop singers when they were in disguise. There's this whole romance between Seiya, which was the leader of the Starlights, and Usagi, which is really odd. And Sailor Moon just got odder and odder as the series went on. The enemies got weirder. The villains a little bit cornier. You know, the first season had monsters. The second season had
droids.
Yeah. The third season, I remember there was a vacuum cleaner that got possessed.
Yep, they were diamonds. Basically, they were seeds that were implanted into usually inanimate objects that turned into creatures then.
And that was so stupid. I'm sorry. That's really when I started giving up on Sailor Moon, because S had this great story with a lot of religious overtones. They're talking
Once
about
you get the, to the second half of S.
Yeah, with Hotaru and Sailor Saturn and, you know, the Messiah and the Holy Grail. There's this great stuff. But the enemies were so fucking stupid. There was the Witch's Five, which in the American version was called the Bureau of Bad Behavior. Which, hey, you anime fans that complain about dubs now, you got it easy compared to what we had to go through when we were younger. So I'm hoping the new dub fixes a lot of that. You know, I want to see it. I want to see where they go with it.
It's not that I don't want to see it. I just probably, if we continue to get the Blu-rays, I will just watch it subtitled. And have that option of the dub when we want to mess around with it.
We've still never watched the live-action Sailor Moon.
Pretty Guardian?
Yeah.
I've seen, like, two episodes. You said you had watched all of it.
No, I've seen probably five episodes. I got up to the part where, what happened? I think Mercury turned evil, and that was the last I saw of it. So, yeah, I mean,
well,
weird.
That's just laziness on our parts, that's all.
I've got it all on my computer, so, yeah, we're just so far behind. It's ridiculous. I'm surprised we haven't watched it yet, but with so little time in the day nowadays, it's hard to do anything.
Well, we still haven't fully caught up on Crystal yet, either.
Okay, you know what? Let's jump into Crystal. I want to talk about that, and I don't want to go too far on this. Sailor Moon Crystal is the new anime, which came out,
It started airing last July.
But what it is basically a retelling of the original story. It's an origin story. It's a reboot. But it follows the comic closer.
It follows it almost to a T. There's a few alterations they've made, but basically each episode is a chapter of the manga.
It's very similar in style to Fullmetal Brotherhood. Was it Brotherhood?
Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Alchemist Brotherhood, compared to the original series, where they kind of assume you know the characters. Because it does follow the manga so closely. They assume you know who these people are. They don't give them as much attention to their characters as it did in the original. Because the original, the first season, had, what, 40-plus episodes?
46? The first season, I think was 46 episodes.
So you had 46 episodes to meet these characters, learn about them, and kind of grow with them. Whereas in Crystal, the first season was how many episodes? 13?
Yes, 13, because it's a 26-episode series, and the second half of it is covering the R season.
So they had to cram everything into 13 episodes. And I think we have the same opinion on it. Do you think they succeeded?
I think they succeeded in making a pretty anime that got their story across, but I don't think it's fair to new fans that don't know what Sailor Moon is. Like, I would love to be able to watch Crystal from the point of view of someone that doesn't know what Sailor Moon is, just because you don't get to know any of the characters other than Usagi and maybe Mamoru.
Yeah, they pretty much ignore the other characters.
I mean, the other ones, they're just kind of there as filler.
Well, each of them only have, like, one episode per
character. Yeah, you have the episode where they show up, and that's about it.
Yeah, I worry, because I was so excited when they announced all this new Sailor Moon stuff. And I was like, okay, finally, Sailor Moon's going to get a little recognition again. I'm glad she's not, you know, disappearing forever. But then we watched it, and I thought, man, if you're a new fan watching this, you probably think it sucks.
It's the same reaction that I had from going from Full Metal Alchemist to Brotherhood and how they treated Hughes.
Yeah, I know you were pretty upset about
the
Hughes.
Oh, gosh. Well, me and every other Hughes fan in the world.
Yeah, but if you'd never seen the original Full Metal, you wouldn't know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why there were people that are like that hadn't watched, and they're like, why are you getting so upset about this character who's here for like three episodes?
Yeah.
And it's like, that's the point. He's only there for three episodes.
And Crystal's kind of the same way. If you haven't seen the original, you probably don't know what's going on, and you're not getting to know these characters. I I don't know. You know, it feels like the attention span of people today is shorter. So maybe they'll watch it and be perfectly fine with it. But yeah. I know when I watched it, we actually had a group that used to come watch it with us. It was you, me, Jesse Kimball from Pen and Nerd, and Mimi came in occasionally and watched it with us. And the group kind of fizzled out after a couple episodes. And I'm trying to convince Jesse to watch it because he never really watched the original series. And I'm trying to get him on my side because he's an anime fan. And as we're watching it, 3-4 episodes in, I thought, man, why is he still coming to this? Because this is boring, kind of.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan. And I love Sailor Moon, so how bad is that for me to say that? And I think you feel the same way, don't you?
Yeah. I was happy in the first half of it that the group of characters that I really, really like got a little bit longer run than what they would have.
Are you talking about the
generals?
The four kings?
Uh-huh. But at the same time, though, once our season started, you don't get the villains from it. They were in and out.
Yeah.
And they were awesome characters in the original.
Are you talking about the sisters?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was trying not to spoil too much for anyone that hadn't watched, but...
Oh, well, I mean, hey, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert, people die.
Yeah, 30 minutes in. Spoiler alert. I will say the R season's been better so far. I've enjoyed it more.
I like it as far as that goes.
But where's the characterization, the character building, where is the advancement? Because all I've seen of like Prince Diamond is he sits in his chair, he drinks, and he laughs.
Talks to wise men.
Yeah. In the old anime, you had a huge arc for him where you found out his reasoning, you saw a little bit of vulnerability. You know, there was the whole thing with Sapphire. It was great. They really built it up well.
He had the relationship with his brother, the relationship of his followers.
Between him and Neo Queen Serenity. But this is such a crash course in storytelling. You don't have time for any of that. It's like, go, go, go. We gotta get to the next story quick. And I know they want to follow the manga more, but don't you feel like that is taking away from the, the well-being of the story from the point of trying to get new fans in?
It is. I noticed it a lot in the first half of the season, like with the part of the series that followed the first season of the original. Man, that's a mouthful. But they almost did like shot for shot by the manga. I haven't really looked at the R season to see if it's the same though, but it kind of feels like it is. That they just continued with that shot for shot, and it's like, you might as well just go read the manga.
Yeah, I don't remember. I can't remember
it's
the
really
R manga
pretty,
at all.
But other than that, I...
Well, one of the things that bugs me about
I like the theme song.
Oh, I do too. What is the name of the group?
Moon Pride is the
song.
Well,
that's the song. What's the name of the group?
Clover M?
Mamori Clover Z or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
They do a great job with it. And you can only use that original Sailor Moon theme song for so long before it gets old. One of the problems I have with this new series is... they've neutered Tuxedo Mask. He's basically useless.
He got an attack.
He finally got a power, which he never got in the original series.
But yeah, the first half, he was real useless.
The first season,
he was just sort of there.
The only thing he did in the first season was cry and kiss Usagi when she got drunk. He was kind of a rapist. She's laying there on the bench, drunk and sleepy, and he just kind of creeps up and kisses her while she's asleep. That's real creepy. That's not romantic.
While the cat watches.
While the cat watches. Oh, goddamn. This show's getting creepier and creepier as we talk about it. He did a little better in R, and I'm excited to see where the series goes. We're going to keep watching Crystal. I think we're 2 episodes back. How many episodes are left? Probably 3 or 4, maybe 5.
I don't remember. I'm sorry.
Well, I think if each sailor has their own story, plus like 2 or 3 episodes, we're probably on episode 7 or 8, which means there's probably about 5 episodes left. So now you've got to crash course all of what's happening into these next 5 episodes, and it's
we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. I feel like you're sacrificing storytelling just to keep up with the manga. Because
well, you
have
to also keep in mind, this is also the stuff that as they've been releasing the episodes, they've been having to go back and clean up the animation before the DVD release.
I don't understand that. I guess the only good side of that is they're not charging for it. Like, it's not DLC in a video game.
I guess.
You know?
At the same time, though, I would have rather waited longer for the series to have it in its final form.
When have you... And you're an animation person, and I wish Stephanie was here, too, because she's an animation person.
Oh, what they did is a huge no-no. I mean, I realize everything is digital. It's in the computer. computer, you can just go in and clean it up. But
well, tell
most,
me.
Most animation studios would be embarrassed to put out a non-completely finished, cleaned up project.
Well, I was going to say, you tell me one time in the history of animation that they've put out a series before it was done. I can't think of any.
No. I mean, because even if you look back at the case of Full Metal, yeah, the manga wasn't done, but they still at least finished their story. They came up with a new ending, which is why later Brotherhood came out.
No, I'm talking about the animation.
Yeah, I know. No, you put out a final project or you don't put it out.
Yeah, tell me. I mean, they rush video games out the door all the time because they can patch it, but you tell me another animated series where they didn't finish the animation and they still aired it and said, we'll fix it in, you know, on the DVD release. It's unheard of.
Yeah, it's a train wreck on its own. Now, when you look at the comparisons, yeah, it's a world of difference. But at the same time, it's going to be a while before we get the DVDs, because I'm not going to go order the Japanese ones when it's going to be getting dubbed also, and they're going to release it all in one shot.
Right. Yeah, we'll wait for that. Do you know when that's coming out?
I have no clue. I'm sure they got to finish airing the episodes first, but it's supposed to have the same cast as what the redub is having.
Oh, boy.
So, for all I know, they could already be doing dubbing of it as well.
Well, you know, actually, their voices to me feel like they fit the Crystal characters better.
I kind of agree with that.
They look a little more adult.
I feel like I'm going to be more willing to listen to Crystal in the dubbed version than tromping on my memories of the series.
Well, that's the thing. You can't go back and redo a series you love so much. You and I were looking at it through nostalgic eyes. Nothing will ever be good enough because we remember it so vividly.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, I know you're not a Dragon Ball fan, but
not at all.
I still kind of wouldn't mind watching Kai just to see what they did when they went back and redid it.
I just can't.
I know.
I can't watch Dragon Ball at this point. Well,
Cartoon
you know what?
Network kind of beat it.
I also said I would never drink, and I drink all the time now. Life kind of forced me to.
Not all the time.
Yeah. But we'll keep up with the series. We'll do another one of these shows sometime soon, whenever Crystal ends. We'll give our full review of it. Of course, stay tuned to blogzilla1985.com, and you can read Lindsay's reviews, because she does them occasionally, of the Crystal series.
I kind of gave up on that.
Well, start
I
it
might
again.
Do it again once it's done.
You know, that Ace of Gray, he's going to outright you.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. I have another one ready. I just need you to.
I know. I'm still
out
the
my
editor.
Text issue that I don't know how to fix.
I'm also going to write an article this weekend about David Letterman.
Yay!
And post. It'll be my first article on Blogzilla in a very long time, like actual article. And yeah, so be looking for that. It's a huge impact on my life. I will talk about that detail. We're also going to be recording tomorrow with Hunter and Zach and Jordan for the wrestling. We got the random show on Sunday, and I'm sure we'll come up with something for next week, too.
I'm going to go buy more Sailor Moon toys.
Tomorrow, another $100 guaranteed right now. We already saw it earlier. So for you fans out there who haven't watched Sailor Moon yet, go watch Crystal. It's not that bad. If you're new to the series, it's pretty.
It'd be a good starter.
It's a good starter. And then track down the original, because the original's still better. It's not as pretty, but it's still better.
It has its charm.
Very much more charm than Crystal, I will say that. Lindsay, thank you for coming on and forcing me to do this.
Thank you for finally doing it.
Well, anything for you. Now go
I'll
cook
make
my
you dinner.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So thank you guys for listening. We will see you on the next show. Have a good night.